next item is subdivision 2006-61 MLK Partners, reconsideration of condition of approval number 11.
This is a request to delete one of the conditions of approval for Millstone. On May 14th of this year, the commission granted preliminary approval with 13 conditions. Condition 11 stated that sidewalks shall be located on both sides of all streets within the subdivision. The developers are requesting that this condition be deleted, and I provided each of you a copy of their letter explaining the reasoning for the request.
All right.
May I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
The density of the project or the lot size, average lot size?
Lot size are all three quarter acres.
Three quarter acre. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Abbott. Gentlemen of the commission, this is one that I believe that I made the motion for approval back 2 months ago. Any thoughts from fellow commissioners? I know.
I have a thought, Mr. Smith. That is, it seems like they don't, from one of the statements submitted here, I guess they don't care if their residents get run over by cars. It's just sidewalks are only for non-residents. I think their statement says, most of the traffic on the roads will be the development zone residents. So I guess I don't think there's a safety issue for the local pedestrians.
This is the one that was on Oakles Road.
Part of the purpose of the sidewalk is not necessarily to facilitate traffic from one development to another, one street to another, but it's to provide a place within the development for people to walk.
Exactly.
Walk their dogs, take the people walk for exercise, and it gets them out of the street, you know.
There's a greater sense of community, too.
Yeah, could.
And the number of lots.
That's the reason for sidewalks. It's not because we're armory.
We're concerned about pedestrian safety.
Yeah. Pedestrian safety, because people do these things. They jog and they walk and they walk their dog and, you know.
Was there mention on what they would do with the space? They did away with the sidewalk. What happened? Did the road get wider?
It doesn't say, but certainly the implication is that they're trying not to spend money. They're concerned about it increasing the cost of their project, and apparently from the letter the feeling is that it will make them more difficult to stay within that moderate price range.
The size of the road oftentimes has the road are wide enough to get pedestrian travel and not be in harm's way. That's not a bad trade-off. But if the road's narrow and there's no place else to go.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. I think to the extent that if there was at least a designated area, maybe not concrete, but mulch or some kind of path that could be provided, that's I would prefer to not be immediately adjacent to the road, because that amounts to a shoulder,
right?
Okay, and someone can still be rather easily struck.
So I've read the letter. And there's no trade-off. They're just saying no.
They're just asking for us to take that condition out and let them have no sidewalks.
And that would take it back down to the regular Sussex County street specifications.
Right.
Well, I know with some developments, we've agreed to the use of paved multimodal pathways. Mm-hmm. basically, you know, to be a paving, doesn't have to
be asphalt.
Concrete, but the idea is a separate identifiable path that that they can travel on, and I for one would be concerned about a hiking trail or a mulch path, because you know, in a couple season growing season, that would soon be overgrown and become a grassy area.
Not maintained, that's true. Yeah. That's exactly what will happen. Yeah.
Now, on Langrell's Best, which I guess within the hour we granted preliminary approval, condition J, we only on that one stipulated that sidewalks be located on one side of all streets in that subdivision. However, that was sort of apples to oranges because it was 10 lots, and I believe they were all on...
four of the lots were outside the
domain of the subdivision request.
Correct. And I know, Mr. Chairman, that from previous discussions with subdivisions with 3/4 acre lots, you know, we've there have been occasions when we've approved it with sidewalks on one side, and there's also been occasions when it's been on two, depending upon the design of the project.
That's right, because this is 3/4 acre lots, right?
3/4 acre, but isn't it a long, narrow strip of land?
It is, and perhaps that would be a good compromise to just have them on one side.
Well, I certainly would be opposed to having none, simply given the layout of this particular project being long and narrow that facilitates people driving in excess speed and can create pedestrian hazards. So I think there should be at least one.
Clearly, should be a minimum of one, I would think, on this. Yeah.
I forgot what this layout looks like. It's just a...
Got a plan handy, Shane? Let's look at it, because my concern about that is if it's one straight shot in, it's going to... Who gets the sidewalk? Okay. All right, that's going a little bit clearer now.
More or less. Same plan though, basically.
Mm-hmm. That's a long run. There's certainly ample space to provide sidewalks on both sides of the street.
Mr. Counts, what's the, I know you, this is a general question, and it's a sort of a vague question, but what's the general thinking from a planning perspective and so on this issue these days?
There's a movement about these days called Complete the Streets, which is an effort to make sure that streets take into more consideration than just the automobile, that people do walk and that people ride bikes and have walkers and all sorts of pedestrian issues. And so there's a desire to have more streets with the ability to walk. It goes along with the health concerns and everything else that people are concerned about. The issue is, though, where do you draw the line on, especially when you get into larger lot subdivisions? In many cases, you've had subdivisions with both sidewalks and trails, especially on the more highly dense developments. There's no set guidelines in some research we did for you a year or two ago. The breakpoint seemed to be around 3 or 4 units an acre. Less than that... generally sidewalks weren't required, half-acre lots, for example. But that, again, that's not a steadfast rule. It may be up to the local jurisdiction to make that determination. On whether or not to have one or two sidewalks, again, typically the decision there is based on what's on the other side of the street. If you've got a significant amount of open space that's not usable, wetland or whatever, obviously it doesn't make any sense to have a sidewalk on that side when the residences are on the other side. You know, the idea is to have the sidewalk available for people to walk on. And so that's not a definitive answer for this case, but it gives you an idea of what the considerations are that could be undertaken under consideration here.
What's the county specification for a sidewalk now, width?
The proposed county standards, I believe, is 5 feet.
I think that's in that in compliance with ADA.
I believe that is the current standard, yes. If there is less than 5 feet, then there's a requirement that, again, ADA related, that every 200 feet there be the equivalent of a passing area that is some size, and I don't remember exactly what it is, but so that two handicapped wheelchairs could pass each other. So that's why most communities, I think, just the standard is now 5 feet.
Okay, thank you.
This is one of the state agencies pushing less concrete and asphalt, close to runoff, or I thought I heard a comment last time for about Denrec or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's another consideration that communities have on whether or not and what to require. I guess the decision has to be made, which is the higher priority, impervious surface or safety and accessibility and exercise and things like that. True sidewalks add to the impervious surface, but there's other ways to deal with the total net amount of impervious surface from a particular development. You can make other adjustments elsewhere that can reduce that impact, but there's not much you can do dealing with accessibility, exercise, safety, and those kinds of things. There's really very few ways you deal with that. Sidewalks is the primary one. With our standards and with most development that I've seen anyway, with a 10-foot, 20-foot paving section, mailboxes right up against the paving surface and a drainage swale right behind it, there's really not much place to walk. Most people don't like to walk or run on slope ground or uneven ground or anything. That's why they like sidewalks or the streets. And we don't really even have a wide shoulder as part of the standard, although that's part of what's being included in the new standards. It's still not a large shoulder, though. I don't know if that helped your answered your question.
It does. The request in front of us, gentlemen, is basically relief for economic reasons. If there's not a drainage issue, there's not a design issue. As Mr. Couch said, certainly wouldn't be a problem not having sidewalks on both sides if there's nothing on one side, but in this case, you've got lots
on
both sides all the way through. And the only, I think if you're going to have them, probably need both sides. So I guess the question would we be willing to accept some less expensive material? But I don't know what that would be, and I agree with your assessment. Now, somebody may have a different opinion. You could certainly, if you want to, you could compromise and just go with them on one side, but which side are you going to put them on? Why don't you put it down the middle and then have a boulevard? How about that?
There you go.
I think it'd be cheaper to put the sidewalks in.
In addition, Mr. Chairman, I think given the, you know, I realize this is a standard subdivision and that as a result of it being a standard subdivision, there's absolutely no amenities being provided. So if nothing else, the sidewalk at least provides a means for safe pedestrian walking.
Point taken. Anybody else want to take a look? Well, gentlemen, we can either make a motion or you can defer it and think about it.
Oh, we want one or two. We want one side, both sides.
Well, at this point, you've got an approval that says both sides. And they're asking for you to delete that condition.
Well,
so it's two or no.
Yeah, if it's two or no, then yeah. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, regarding subdivision number 2006-61, MLK Partners, the request for reconsideration of condition of approval number 11 dealing with sidewalks. My motion is for denial of
second.
That.
It's moved and seconded to deny reconsideration of condition of approval number 11 for subdivision 2006-61 MLK Partners. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Voting.
Carried. And let the record show that Mr. Gordy is not voting, since he did not participate in the original public hearing. Our next